Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feeplatt joined by Missions catcher Brendan Durfee. Brendan, you started the season on the injured list. Obviously not something that anyone wants to do. What did you take from that experience in rehab? What were some of the things you were focused on knowing you couldn't be out there with the group?
A big thing for me was staying involved, still watching pretty much every single one of the Missions game. Just trying to stay in the know, you know, because obviously at some point the hope was to be back, and glad I am. So just staying involved, watching the game, staying in touch with the guys, that was huge for me.
How massive was it to see that home run up in Wichita, the ball go over the fence, all the work that you've been putting in to see it pay off right away?
Pretty awesome experience for sure, you know. Pretty tight game at that point too, add a little insurance run, you know, get the first hit out of the way, first homer out of the way, that's all exciting stuff for sure.
You grew up in Southern California. What were some of the earliest moments with baseball where you really fell in love with it?
Oh gosh, as early as I can remember, my dad being a coach, me and my brother sharing the field together. That goes back to when we were, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, so long time.
And how long ago was it when you really decided that you wanted to be a catcher? Is that something you've always had in the back of your mind, or when did that kind of emerge?
Really started getting into it once I got to high school. I actually chose it. A lot of people ask, you know, did you choose it or did it choose you? I chose it. I just like being involved every play I can be, and, you know, catching's obviously the biggest role on the field where that's a thing.
You went to Division III Cal Lutheran. What makes D3 baseball special? It's obviously different, even just from JUCO. It's a whole other world. What did you enjoy the most about it?
Oh, it's hard to pick one thing, you know, but just all the different stories, you know. I mean, my story is different from anyone else's, you know. COVID was happening my senior year of high school, so, you know, trying to decide what I was going to do, whether it be JUCO, D3, walk on a Division I. Just so many guys getting those extra years back made it tough, but talking with the coaching staff at Cal Lutheran, it was somewhere where I really thought I had a chance to play right away. I loved the staff, loved what they stood for. And then, I mean, just all the different guys, like I was saying, I mean, you get JUCO guys, you get high school guys, you know, from all over. It's just a cool experience.
What makes D3 in particular special, do you think?
I think it's that, just everyone having a different story of how they got there. Coming and going, it's a big thing. Obviously, it's grown with the transfer portal. So guys coming from JUCOs, leaving other Division III programs to come to ours. We were a good program at the time, still are. So, you know, all that stuff really made it special for sure.
How did the opportunity at UCSB come about?
That was a just really quick, you know, very grateful that it happened. My junior year at Cal Lutheran, technically being my sophomore year because of COVID and all that stuff, D3's got their first year back. Just talking to some people, you know, realizing I really want to have an opportunity to play at the highest level I can, obviously being pro ball and, you know, being in AA now is awesome. So I talked to some people and it was mentioned, you know, it's really hard to get any looks at a Division III. It's possible for sure, but you just have a higher likelihood of getting seen, you know, all that stuff at a higher level program. So just took a gamble, entered the portal, was playing summer ball, and Matt Fontino, hitting coach at Santa Barbara, happened to come across me, and we talked. I loved everything about their program, what they stand for. Coach Checks, the head coach, I mean, he runs a tight ship. It's an awesome program. And basically committed almost on the spot. So it was pretty awesome.
What stands out about that place? What has led to the success that that program has had consistently over the last few years?
For me personally, it's the coaching staff. I mean, they're absolutely unbelievable, very, very baseball smart. And like I said, they run a tight ship. I mean, we're, you know, strict foundations that the program's built on, and, you know, everyone buys into it, become a family, and then obviously play some really good baseball.
How fun has it been to watch it become kind of this national powerhouse in mid-major college baseball? I mean, they're making a regional just about every year.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, again, what the coaching staff is doing, getting the right guys, having them stick around, you know, stay for a long time. Obviously, a big name for them this year was Jackson Flora, who was actually my roommate while I was there. So stoked to see that guy doing so good. Just all that stuff leads to an unbelievable program.
And how about just the school itself right there on the beach? I mean, it's a pretty special experience to go to school there. How much did you take advantage of all that was there to offer?
No doubt. Unbelievable spot. I got to be honest, though. I'm not a huge beach guy. So, yeah, when I tell people about that, they're blown away that I picked Santa Barbara. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. I took advantage of all the views and all that stuff and really soaked it in for only the 1 year I was there. But funny enough, I'm not actually a huge beach guy.
And what was the draft process like after UCSB? You had the Padres ended up selecting you, but how difficult was that whole process, and how pleased were you to be able to get the result you had?
I wouldn't so much say difficult as nerve-wracking. You know, just I put up a pretty solid year at Santa Barbara, so I, you know, had thoughts of maybe hearing my name called, whether it be, you know, in the actual draft or a free agent sign, anything like that. Just wanted the opportunity, you know. So all that stuff was a little hectic, you know, just going through it all. Obviously, kind of, you know, I have an agent and all that stuff, but still going into it a little blind, not really knowing what's going to happen, all that stuff. But then finally hearing your name called, you know, on day three is a really, really exciting feeling, and it's almost a sense of relief. And I was really blessed and excited to be able to spend that moment with my family, my mom, my dad, my brother. So it was really awesome.
What have you taken away from this organization so far? What are some of the things that stand out from the Padres?
Back to the foundations piece. I love everything that the Padres stand for. Just their values and all that stuff kind of goes back to my past of where I went to high school. You know, all the values I grew up with are intertwined with the Padre organization. So I love everything about it, no question.
What are some of your focuses now that you're back with the Missions? You're getting the opportunity to finally play some baseball this year. What are you focused on?
A little bit of everything, honestly. You know, just trying to learn what I can every day. In my eyes, nobody is perfect at the game. So just trying to learn things from everybody. Obviously, having Salas here is a big piece. Yeah. I mean, the guy's unbelievable behind the plate. Swings a good stick, too. So, I mean, even picking his brain at such a young age, I mean, it's, you know, he's been around pro ball longer than I have, too. So learning things from him, learning things from our staff, all that stuff.
What stands out about Salas, just as young as he is, being able to have that type of maturity and to be that type of professional coming to the ballpark every day?
It's extremely impressive, for sure. I mean, thinking back to when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, I mean, I was a different person than I was now. I mean, if you had stuck me into pro ball, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So, I mean, he's doing really impressive things, and kudos to him for, you know, that maturity level that he's already at, and obviously the skill level that he's at.
What have you enjoyed the most about being part of this clubhouse? What do you think makes this group unique?
A lot of different personalities. I love it. I mean, you got guys that are kind of to themselves, you got guys right in the middle, and then extremely outgoing. I mean, it makes it a fun clubhouse, fun atmosphere to be a part of. So obviously super glad to be back.
Are you enjoying being in San Antonio? Kind of a larger market for minor league baseball. I know that's something that a lot of guys really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, San Antonio is great so far. Obviously haven't spent too much time here. Still trying to learn the area and get familiar with everything, but the people and everything out here has been great so far, so looking forward to the rest of the year.
Thank you so much for the time.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Wolf Stadium.